Good evening. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley in Billings. It's 5:44. A coal power plant owes $2 million in property taxes to Bighorn County in southern Montana. Officials for the city of Hardin issued $12 million in revenue bonds back in 2006 to support construction surrounding the Hardin Generating Station, owned by Rocky Mountain Power and operated by Colorado Energy. City officials plan to pay off those bonds through tax increment financing, which is essentially an investment in the projected increase in area tax revenue as a result of supporting a new business. So if the coal company does well, this is a pretty excellent deal for the city of Hardin. But it didn't. Rocky Mountain Power filed for bankruptcy in April 2012. Then, last September, Billings Gazette reporter Matt Hudson reported on the city of Hardin defaulting on those bonds they issued to Rocky Mountain Power. Full disclosure, Hudson and I are friends. And as the story went to print, Rocky Mountain Power cut Bighorn County a check it owed, but just one.
The same day I was interviewing the county treasurer, the company made their 2015 tax payment with 2014 still outstanding.
Now the company is behind again on both 2014 and 2016. Hudson says he was interested in reporting on this company again, which went to print today, to not only get an update on whether or not Rocky Mountain Power was caught up on payments, but also because of a new law that came out of the Montana legislature this year. This law makes it so that local governments can file a civil suit for outstanding payments owed to them that total over $250,000.
And so I was curious if Bighorn County had anything in the works to utilize that particular bill or new law, and it seems they haven't so far.
So Hudson looked into it further and filed a public records request with Bighorn County.
I mean, my goal was to determine if these taxes aren't being paid by the power plant company, where would that money have gone? And so those are the records I asked from the county. And the vast majority of that tax money would have stayed within that tax increment financing district.
That means the money owed by Rocky Mountain Power was projected to mostly go toward the city of Hardin, because the city only has one tax increment financing district. So Hudson found out in his records request that Rocky Mountain Power's failure to pay these taxes could impact the city of Hardin's general fund, which supports things like infrastructure projects, roads, snow plowing, government building maintenance. And it could also affect Hardin's 6 public schools, including a kindergarten readiness center, and how much money those institutions will have to work with. The Gazette's record request also shows over $240,000 were destined for public schools by Rocky Mountain Power's 2014 and 2016 property tax payments. Moreover, the city could certainly use the money. Earlier this year, city officials even canceled a swim meet planned to take place in Hardin because of the pool's condition.
It's nothing dire. I mean, they still host local events there and things like that, but it's also something they really want to take care of. It was mentioned that, well, they might even think about asking for, you know, private donations from community members. And I think that's just another area I highlighted where the school system has financial needs as well.
The Hardin Generating Station and its owner and operator did not return YPR's requests for interviews today. More information on this story is available online at ypradio.org. Police arrested a woman in connection with a house fire in western Montana, and investigators say she also is a, quote, person of interest, unquote, in another fire that gutted a historic mansion. The Montana Standard reports Kelly Olson was arrested Sunday on an arson charge stemming from Saturday's fire on East Front Street in Anaconda. Police Chief Tim Barkle says investigators are still trying to determine if she started a fire last Friday night that burned the Shields Mansion, built in 1894 on Main Street. Owner Vince Reese says the mansion had been empty for 8 years and he was renovating it. A third suspicious fire in Anaconda started at the KANA AM radio station Monday morning after Olson was arrested. A 19-year-old Missoula resident was killed while fighting a fire near Sealy Lake yesterday. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports.
Trenton Johnson was on just his second assignment for Oregon-based Grayback Forestry when he was struck by a falling tree. At a Missoula press conference today, Grayback President Mike Wheelock said the tree fell on Johnson's crew.
As fast as a lightning bolt, and they just heard a crack, and that was it. The three of them were able to get out of the way, and Trenton did not.
Wheelock says the crew carried Johnson to the nearest helicopter landing spot, and that he was alive when the helicopter arrived, but was later pronounced dead at St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula. Johnson was a graduate of Hellgate High School, a National Honor Society member, and he played lacrosse on the school's team that won the state championship all 4 years Johnson was with them. He was attending Montana State University. Grayback, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration are all investigating the incident. Grayback's Mike Wheelock says plans for a memorial are being put together now. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
You can find links to these stories and more online at ypradio.org. All Things Considered continues right here on Yellowstone Public Radio. Thanks for listening.